Andrew Bolton, a curator at the Metz Costume Institute, looks at this painting of a lady caught in the act.
In the 18th century, a dog was a symbol of fidelity between her reading a letter quite furtively and in secrecy, with this idea of a dog behind her on the chair, has a nice sort of frisson in the actual painting.
The fact that she's in the intimacy of her private chamber adds to the frisson, that sexy little shiver of naughtiness, as does the dress she is wearing.
The dress itself is a robe à la française, which was a typical gown worn by most fashionable women in 1770. It was a style that developed from the robe volante, which originally was worn as undress, as déshabillé. And it's very often the case that you find in fashion history garments that were originally worn as déshabillé emerging as formal dress, or at least dress worn in the public domain.
Notice how the lady bends from the hips, not the waist. This is because the stays she wears don't allow much flexibility. Stays are a system of boning, like a corset. They might be made of whalebone or reeds. So there's another contrast between her literally straight-laced posture and her secret undressed self.